by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. One person is dead in an attack on a fertility clinic. The latest from CBS's Christian Benavides.
An investigation is underway in Palm Springs, California, after what's being described as a car explosion outside American Reproductive Centers, a fertility clinic specializing in IVF.
Make no mistake, this is an intentional act of terrorism.
The explosion damaged several buildings and shattered windows of businesses blocks away. Witnesses described feeling the ground shake.
It was insane. I thought it was a massive earthquake coming off of the one we just had a couple weeks ago.
There's been a bizarre accident in New York City. CBS News New York reporter Addie Gajardo is on the scene.
It was a Mexican Navy training vessel that crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge, and witnesses were here as this all unfolded. Video shows the two boat masts snapping as the boat collides with the Brooklyn Bridge. In another video, you can see people scatter as the boat approaches the pier. People I spoke with say this crash sent people screaming, saying they couldn't believe what they were actually seeing.
19 people were hurt, 4 seriously. Severe storms have killed at least 17 people in Laurel County, Kentucky alone. WKYT-TV reporter Alyssa Williams has spoken to some survivors.
Full homes wiped out, cars crushed beyond recognition, and lives completely turned upside down.
We don't have clothes, we don't have shoes, we don't have anything. Technically, it's all destroyed.
For Tina Carnes, this isn't her first time dealing with severe weather at her home, but this time the damage goes far beyond fixing.
Thank God Almighty, my family is okay. They didn't get hurt. Everybody's alive.
The search continues for 7 of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail on Friday. 3 have been captured. CBS's Katie Weiss is in New Orleans.
Outrage is growing in New Orleans after 10 inmates made a daring prison break early Friday morning. They managed to break through a cell wall by removing a toilet, leading them to a loading dock and freedom. It was 7 hours before anyone noticed they were gone. No deputy was on duty. Only a civilian employee was there at the time.
When she stepped away to grab food, that is when they began their attempts to escape.
3 prison guards have now been suspended.
A horse named Journalism has won the Preakness. Frank Vespi at theracingbiz.com.
Can't see a better horse race than that. Can't see a better performance by a horse than Journalism, who was hopelessly, almost knocked down in upper stretch, then hopelessly beaten in mid stretch, and then somehow got up to win.
Journalism went into the race as the favorite. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit USPS.com/in the know.
One state is considering making big changes to its school vending machines. WBOC-TV reporter Tiffany Amber has the story.
Senate Bill 69, which unanimously passed the House and Senate, would prohibit Delaware school districts and charter schools from selling or serving food and drinks that contain red dye 40 during the school day. Lake Forest School District Superintendent Stephen Lucas says he fully supports anything that can help raise student performance and improve focus.
Nutrition has a direct effect on all of our performance, student performance being one. So if we can up the value of the products and nutrition that they're getting each day, can't do anything but help.
Hoping to boost learning and say goodbye to Red Dye 40.
If the bill is signed into law, Delaware would join California and West Virginia in banning Red Dye 40, which is found in multiple processed foods. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
W.R.J.N. Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high to the mid-50s. More clouds into the area Monday, some showers possible late, highs low 50s. Better rain chance Tuesday and breezy. It's 55 right now.
Take a ride on the fly.
Memorial Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
One, two, three.
gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox, as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, I'll understand.
We're writing on it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, I'm a believer.
It's too late to turn back now.
98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Take you home, marry you. and the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy together.
night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
WRJN.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
What time it was?
Friend of man. Green heart and soul to you. And I did not always treat you good. And I did not.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. New York City Mayor Eric Adams now says two people died Saturday night when the masts of a Mexican Navy training vessel struck the underside of the Brooklyn Bridge. 17 others were injured. This man was at the scene.
All of a sudden, we heard tons of screaming coming from this massive crowd, and we all got up. Our hearts were skipping a beat because it was just horrible how it sounded. We heard like this wood crunch, which we then stood up and looked at the bridge, and we saw what everybody's already seen happen. Which was just horrifying.
There were almost 280 people on the ship when the incident happened. One person has died in a car bombing at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California. CBS's Christian Benavides says the FBI is calling this domestic terrorism.
The clinic confirms no staff members were injured in Saturday's blast, and their lab, including all eggs, embryos, and reproductive materials, remains secure and undamaged.
But I looked at cameras in the IVF lab and surgery center, and everything is as is.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said she's been briefed on the incident and wrote in a statement, "We are working to learn more, but let me be clear. The Trump administration understands that women and mothers are the heartbeat of America. Violence against a fertility clinic is unforgivable."
The severe storms that pushed through multiple states Friday are now being blamed for the deaths of 26 people. 17 people died in Kentucky's Laurel County alone. CBS's Nicole Valdez.